How do you do it? Guess things?
I don't guess. I observe. And once I've observed, I deduce.
Wait. You assault our perp with an orange, and then somehow has he convinced he's innocent?
Guys like him, they walk between the raindrops.
Hello, my dears, and welcome to Elementary, my dears, the only podcast on hiatus that still plans to bring you just about as much stuff as we did when we were doing an actual season. I blame Allison for this because have you ever tried to say no to that face? Speaking of Allison, she's here with me as always, and hey there, Allison.
Hello. It's just us.
It's just us. We have no guests. You thought I was going to fill it in with another person. Like, nope, it's just you and me.
I know.
Has it been you and me since the
our little trailer episode?
Preview. I'm like, that's not a preview.
Back when I was a little fledgling podcaster, I didn't know what I was doing.
In a world where Allison doesn't know how to podcast. But yeah, so here we are, hardened, grizzled veterans. Allison has an eye patch, so when she stares at me, it's only through one eye, but I think it's even stronger as a result. I can feel it. So we've been through the ringer a bit with that last season. A lot of ups and downs, we surmounted some tech obstacles and more than one scheduling mishap. Managed to come out on the other side with 24 relatively good episodes.
Well, we like to think so.
I thought they were fun.
I thought they were
fun. But I edited them, so I can't shit on it too much.
Well, I mean...
Did some of them when I was like, hey, you know what? I can't. And you're like, okay, I can. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
I don't even remember what episodes those were, but there's not one single guest that I wouldn't have back on again. It was like, I can't believe how fun and engaged all of our guests were.
Except for Jonathan, but... We know what he did. He knows what he did.
You think he's going to hear that little dig?
No, he hasn't listened to the show. That's why he knows what he did.
So it's a wasted dig. Put it in the refrigerator. Oh, sorry. That was a before recording reference.
It's fine. I'll put it in the refrigerator and savor it for later, just like I do with all my fine spirits.
So should we explain to the listeners what we're doing with this hiatus?
Have at it.
So we just thought it would be fun to have some short, informal episodes between now and next season when...
Whatever that may be.
Yeah, we don't exactly know, but whenever, we'll bank some episodes and then we'll release them and maybe George and I can take some time off and you guys can still have some content to listen to
and not get bereft and lonely, not hearing our dulcet tones in your ear holes.
Well, yeah,
every few weeks.
We recognize we have a responsibility not to disappoint the masses.
We're also value ear hole tones.
It sounds like a 1950s band name.
The Earhole Tones? It's like five-part harmony?
Yes.
It's like Shanana?
Or it's like the inverse of Deftones. I don't know.
Well, they don't give a shit about your Earhole Tones.
So, anyway, what we're going to do is not necessarily always have a guest. We do have at least one guest, hopefully planned. But we'll tackle a somewhat related topic. So Sherlock Holmes related or Elementary related. And we're just going to keep it casual and talk about it. So here are the planned episode ideas. So just to give people a little teaser for what they can expect of our hiatus... we want to do an audience participation show where we put a quiz out there, what was your favorite, pun title? I don't know. We'll think of some other quiz questions and then just do some like games.
That means that you have to participate.
That's right. Yes. Thank you for pointing that out.
Speaking to you, audience, not Allison. Allison is very participatory.
I
can't get her to not participate. I'm like, no, just stop. Just stop participating. She's like, mm-mm.
It's hard to shut down that like goody-goody smart kid thing.
Allison always raises her hand even when she's asking the question.
That's right. Yeah, I never outgrew that.
Yes, Allison. Yes,
although, I do despise audience participation at events. Like, I do not want the comic on stage to, like, talk to me. I do not want to go on stage and, like, do a thing, get hypnotized, whatever it is. I just want to blend into the crowd and enjoy the show.
Okay. Good to know. So Allison will not be participating in the audience participation portion of this show.
Right. That's right. I'm just going to be facilitating.
Are you going to be the comic?
Maybe, yeah.
You going to ask somebody for their wallet?
I don't. Is that a move? Is that a bit that they do?
Yeah, it's like magicians who are like, "Wow, I have your watch."
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
From your grandfather that I pulled out of your butt.
No, I never want to do that. I just want to watch.
Just leave the watch in the butt, Allison.
Mm.
If it's there to start with.
Sorry, is that a euphemism for something?
No, it's just a play.
The watch in the butt. Bye. George Bernard Shaw.
Deep cut.
Okay, so yeah, that'll be probably our first episode. Then there are a couple of Sherlock Holmes related IPs that we want to explore. So George, what's the name of that animated Sherlock show that you like? Or, well, that you quote unquote
Sherlock like? Holmes in the 22nd century or some.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Duck Dodgers-esque.
Duck Dodgers. Sherlock Holmes. Wait, what's that?
That's Daffy Duck. It's like his whole, like, Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century. The Looney Tune.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Looney Tune? Oh,
I know Daffy Duck, but I don't remember.
He wore this stupid blue outfit. He was like a Flash Gordon-esque superhero who, like, space guy.
Oh.
And he was usually the one fighting Marvin the Martian. I think, unless I'm conflating my Looney Tunes.
Hmm. Yeah, those must not have been in heavy rotation when I was growing up. I remember more of the
South,
like,
baby.
More. I just remember anvils falling on characters.
Yeah, that was a lot too.
As far as I was concerned as a child, an anvil only existed to drop from the sky onto a cartoon character's head. I had no idea what it actually was as
an
object.
What did you think? Other than, okay, question answer. You didn't think an anvil was anything other than dropping on cartoon characters.
I had no idea. I don't even think I thought to ask the question until
you had no concept of the science and art of ferrying. Blacksmithery.
Blacksmithery. No, I did not. Not until I was maybe a teenager or an adult. But anyway. So yeah, we're going to watch. How many episodes do you think we should watch of that?
As few as possible. I didn't even watch a whole episode. I watched about a couple minutes of a episode. And it was, it was bad.
It's a ride. Yeah, I think I watched at least a little. I think we should watch the first episode. And then,
oh, so we get to get all the backstory of why Sherlock Holmes is frozen in carbonite and yes. Moriarty's brain is stuck into a like a Krang robot.
Yeah, we need to be able to discuss this, you know, in detail.
And Watson is an android, I believe.
Huh, yeah. No, that's going to be fun. And then I don't want to tease this too much because we haven't even asked the guests about this.
They'll say
yet.
Yes.
But I thought it would be fun to have a couple of our guests who are comics and do characters on to maybe do some interviews in character.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll reach out and see who's interested in doing that. We wanted to do that movie that came out with Ian McKellen, Mr. Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think that'll we will have to watch that under duress. That actually looks good.
Old Sherlock.
Yeah. And then, oh, this is really interesting. So a listener reached out to us a few months ago just to cue us in that there is a connection with elementary and the asexual and aromantic community.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea, but this person let us know, like, yeah, it started out because the of the, like, non-romantic relationship between Sherlock Holmes and a female Watson.
Spoilers.
And,
then,
and also, I think, because at first, maybe in the first episode, Sherlock says something about finding sex repellent, and they definitely didn't follow through on the idea, but I guess it was enough to pique the interest of people in the asexual community. So we want to have that person on and just talk about it, because it's asexuality is not something that I know a lot about. I mean, I've mm-hmm. read a little bit about it, and I think maybe of all of the different letters in the LGBTQ alphabet, it might be one of the lesser understood ones. So I thought it would be really cool to have them on and
bring it on.
Do a deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then finally, there is a lot of our listeners who are hardcore fans already know this, because that someone online linked me to this. There is an elementary novel. It's not a novelization of an existing episode. It is its own thing. It's called Elementary, The Ghost Line, and is written by Adam Christopher. So I thought maybe as our final, first of all, that has to be last so we can have time to read it. I thought that would be fun to discuss.
Okay. Yeah.
And I bought a copy online, but it looks like you can also get it for the Kindle for not very much money. So we'll link to the novel and the movie and the show that we're going to talk about. And then if any listeners want to watch or read along with us, you guys can go ahead and get started on that.
Homework.
Yeah. If you're like me and you like to have homework.
Allison was insufferable in school.
Some famous screenwriter said once that being a screenwriter meant having homework for the rest of your life. And I can't remember who said that, but
you're like, sign me up.
I guess. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Oh,
so Allison's drinking a La Croix.
Oh,
but yes. Something about the color of the can, every time she pulls it up, I think she's drinking a Coors Banquet beer, and it throws weird. Me every time.
That's weird. It's the tangerine.
Yeah. It's that tan. It's the kind of like the light orangey tan of the can that's like making it every time you like take a swig, I'm like, yeah, taste that Rocky, taste them Rockies.
I mean, I wish I could, but alas,
I don't think there's enough gluten in those beers to have an issue.
It doesn't take much. And then so for the listeners, George and I have concocted a special hiatus ending to our hiatus episodes where we'll still do our faves, but every
week we're also going to recreate the entire Sherlock intro music using nothing but mouth fart noises.
Oh no, I'm not prepared.
Ah, surprise.
Don't promise something that yes, you were writing a check that I can't cash.
She's going to be so good at mouth fart noises by the time this whole thing's over. It's just going to be unreal. You're just going to chart her progress from point A to point. Just kidding. We're going to do favorites, but we are not going to do show favorites. We're going to discuss in brief a personal favorite of anything from the last week. We'll sort of like, we'll figure out what we're going to talk about, and then we'll answer it live on air so that y'all can get the full impact of us going, what? So to this episode, we are going to discuss our favorite television show we watched in the last week.
Yep.
Do you want to go first, Allison?
Yeah, I'll go first. I kind of want to talk about two, but I'll keep my second one brief because I watched it maybe the week before last or 2 weeks ago. Have you seen a show called Yellow Jackets?
I have not, but I've heard quite a bit about it. It's kind of like Lord of the Flies, but with girls in the woods versus an island.
Yes. It's actually probably in Colorado or somewhere in the Rockies. Like they were on a cross-country flight, and this is a girls' soccer team, and they crash. This is not a spoiler. They crash into like a mountainous area, very remote, and the story cuts back and forth from present day with the with their adult selves back to what happened in the woods. And they use different actors because it's set in the 90s. The cast is unbelievable. It reminds me of when, did you see that movie in the 90s, Now and Then? Now and Then?
Yeah, yeah. With Christina Ricci. Rosie
O'Donnell. Oh my God! O'Donnell. Christina Ricci was in both of these. That's right.
Look at that.
Yeah, so Christina Ricci is also in Yellow Jackets. And Melanie Lynskey, do you know her from Togetherness? And like,
isn't Max from Stranger Things, one of the younger girls?
Wait,
Max is the redhead.
Wait, is that there is a redhead? But I don't know.
I feel like I might know more about the show than you do, Allison.
I didn't realize she was. Hang on.
Did you know it got picked up for a second season already?
No.
Oh. Feel like I'm winning this one
because there is a redhead, but it doesn't look like
it's not her. It's I'm thinking of Abby from Santa Clarita Diet.
Okay, I didn't watch that.
You should watch it. It's so good.
I mean, I watched like one episode and I was like, I don't think
girl you got to get into it. That's where the magic happens.
I just don't care for zombie stuff that much.
But it's fun zombie stuff. And it's a really sweet marital relationship.
Oh, well, I do like Timothy Oliphant.
See?
Yeah. Wait, where was I?
Oh, yeah. Talking about Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, it's cutting back and forth. The cast is incredible. Juliette Lewis is in it. I mean, it's really good. It's the soundtrack is fucking
just wall-to-wall garbage. Like the band, not like it's gross.
No, apparently. I got your reference. I'm with you. I haven't heard any actual garbage, but it's very. I think there was PJ Harvey in the first episode. And I was like, I'm in. Okay. And Hole. Yeah, I mean, it's like they made a soundtrack just for me. So I'm really enjoying that. And then I will say the one I watched a little less recently, but is an incredible show is The Great on Hulu. Have you seen that?
Is that about Catherine the Great?
Yes.
Yeah, with
Elle Fanning is Catherine.
Yeah.
And Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt, that's it.
Yeah.
He was also in a zombie movie, which you might like because it's really cute.
Which one is that?
Warm Bodies.
Oh, Josh has been trying to get me to watch that forever.
That's a fun movie, Allison. And you need to watch Anna and the Apocalypse because that's a Christmas movie about zombies. I'm going to turn you around on zombies, Allison. I'm going to get there.
Well, I did.
It's a musical.
I did watch, or I had seen it before, but I rewatched it with Josh 28 days later.
Well, that's a different vibe. These are like fun, like silly, like zombie is the concept, conceit, but they're like not zombie movies. 28 Days Later is like a zombie movie.
It really is. Yeah, but it's got Cillian Murphy in it. So
he is in that.
I would watch pretty much anything with him in it. Oh, yeah. So The Great is, I feel like when you tell people it's a period piece set in like 1700s Russia, and it's about Catherine the Great, they're like, if they're not into period pieces, they're going to instantly be like, eh, no thanks. But it's not like, it's not just like bodices and white wigs. It's really sharp and funny and mm-hmm. devastating. And like, they are like, Nicholas Hoult is doing this incredible performance that is like menacing and funny and kind of endearing all at the same time. It's like, how are you doing this? And Elle Fanning is unbelievable. And the costumes, don't quit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I recommend.
I've heard very good things.
Yeah.
I'll do two too, just because, why not? Because I have two on my mind. First one is, I finished all of Reservation Dogs just the other day, and that was beautiful mm-hmm. and sweet and hilarious and mm-hmm. A slice of life. I've never even, like, modern day reservation life, mm-hmm. never had a clue. Just speaks to my ridiculous bubble of privilege and all that shit. But it's insane, and it's a beautiful, silly, funny, well executed show, and I can't recommend it enough.
I agree. When I watched it, I didn't binge it. There's something about it that, even though it's really funny, it kind of, I wanted to process it. I needed
to. It's a lot. It's a lot to process yeah. because you deal with a lot of interesting and dark and, like, you know, very real topics. I actually binged it in two chunks, like watched the first half of the season like a couple months ago, and then just finished up the second half like last night. Mm-hmm. So it's very fresh, but it's worth a watch if you haven't checked it out. It's produced by Taika Waititi, and it's directed by it's such a, like, it's also a love letter to the modern day Native American culture mm-hmm. and how they've sort of adapted, and like the barbs of like what this one girl guy's daughter says, like, oh, is this our land? He goes, like, we don't own land, we're Native American. You're like, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's just a dry, very morbid undertone to it. It's not self-pitying. It's beautiful. Yeah. You should check it out.
Quirky, very quirky, and like unexpected. Like the two, I love the twins who ride bikes yeah. and rap. Like mm-hmm. they just crazy. It's yeah. unbelievable.
So that's one very funny but very heartfelt. And another show which I haven't finished. I'm about halfway through. I thoroughly just started watching on a whim and fell completely into is Shadow and Bone.
Oh, I don't know this one.
It's a very, I'm sure it's based on some sort of like novelization of something that I am not familiar with, but I've just been watching the show completely oblivious. And it's this beautifully told story of this, it's hard to tell what world it's set in. Is it like a variation of Earth? Is it another planet? Is it just completely made up world? There's magic, there's science, there's airships, there's ground ships, there's trains, it's like I've got a weird steampunky vibe, there's guns. Whoa. it's all over the place stylistically, but the characters are amazing. It's a beautiful story. It's just ridiculously well written and acted. It's got a great cast. I can't recommend it enough. And like I said, I'm only like on episode, well, actually I'm almost close to being done. If I'm on episode 7, that's the next one I have to watch. So I tore through this in like a night. Can't recommend it enough. It's brilliant. Shadow and Bone. And I believe it got picked up. It might have two seasons. It got picked up for a third or something. I know it's doing well. So you don't have to worry about like watching and be like, I can't. This is like canceled. It's really, 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 really doing great. And I recommend it highly.
Is that like a YA? Is it based on a YA novel maybe?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
But when you're watching it, does the tone feel YA?
It feels, there's a vibe to it, but there's also like a very like mature quality to it as well. It doesn't feel as like pie in the sky or like there's something about the Divergent novels, which were very naive. Mm-hmm. I feel is a way to describe them.
Very teenage.
Yeah. Whereas this doesn't feel like that at all. And so I check it out. Shadow and Bone, Netflix. Ooh, it's amazing.
Good recommendations. Okay. And you know what? We did not agree on a sign-off before we started this. So I guess we should just tell people where to find us, because we'll definitely be posting on social media on hiatus.
Sure.
Okay, so you can email us at elementarypod@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at elementarypod, on Twitter at elementarydears, or visit George in the Facebook group, which is called The Brownstone, My Dears. I just want to say I deleted my Facebook recently.
You're the worst.
I'm done. I'm free. Actually, I'm not totally free because I still have my Instagram, but that one's on the chopping block too.
You can't do social media, Allison, if you get rid of all social media.
Well, I won't get rid of my, I wouldn't get rid of the elementary accounts. Mm. And also thank you to Jim Boggs for our very cool elementary theme remix.
All right. Until next time, listeners, the game is
on hiatus.
On hiatus for a while until we figure out when we're going to like come back and start recording again.
I like that as a sign off.
Yeah. Like succinct.
Yeah. Okay.
A brief stretch in London, I talked only to a phrenology buster I kept in my study. I named him Angus. Wasn't the same.
Hello, my dears, and welcome. I'm rusty.
Need more alcohol.
I only have a little bit. I had a little bit of leftover whiskey from like a couple of nights ago, and I'm like, I just threw some limeade in that, and there we go.
Leftover in the bottle?
Do you mean Rachel and I had, like, we're drinking some, we were getting ready to go out somewhere, pre-gaming, and then we didn't finish it, and I didn't want to throw it away, so I just dumped them both in the same glass and put it in the fridge, and now I'm, like, reclaiming that, like, a week and a half later.
Yeah, it's just been marinating in there.
I do not waste alcohol. I do not. It drives her nuts, and I'm like, hey, you're not doing this? Cool. In the fridge. And she's like, why did you put that in the fridge? And I'm like, because if you're not going to drink it, I am.
And do you do that with wine?
No, I don't drink wine. Yeah.
And I guess you can't do that with beer, really.
No, just liquor or fairly spirit-forward cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate frugality.
Yep. Well, not frugality. It's just like, well, it's liquor. Why can't we use? I mean, this, and then it's like it's finally aged after a bit with whatever's in, and it's like, yeah, it's good.
It's had some time to breathe.
Yeah. Breathe in the refrigerator flavors.